Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is Why You Fail at Creating New Habits. And this is a perfect topic to talk about because we tend to sabotage ourselves when it comes to our personal success. Before I learned how to change habits, I was stuck. But I kept trying to change various habits, running, eating healthier, walking earlier, getting out of debt, ending procrastination, and I kept failing. I got very good at failing, in fact. Looking back on those days, given the power of retrospect, I now know that I did everything wrong. I was setting myself up for failure, and in failing often, and in not learning from those mistakes, I was learning to be good at failing. Failing because the failing became my habit. And while I'm actually a fan of failing as a method of learning how to get better at something quickly, if you're not learning how your failures, it's not as useful. So in that spirit, I'd like to share what I've learned from my failure so that you might glean some useful information from my suffering. How to fail at habits. I failed at creating new habits repeatedly. Here's what I did and what most people also do. Take on multiple habits at once. How many times have you done 10 different things at the same time and never completed each of them because you just didn't follow through? We have lots of things we want to change, so we try to change them all at once. Of course, this spreads our focus and energy thin so that we can't give our entire focus to any one habit. Habits are hard to change, and spreading yourself thin is a good way to make sure that you fail. Bite off more than you can chew. And how many times have you promised to do things that you've never followed through with because you have too much on your plate to do it? Whether you do one habit or many at a time, try to do as much with each habit as possible, so that it takes up to a lot of energy and seems really hard. And don't run for 5 minutes. Try doing 30 minutes. That way, it's a big chunk of your day that will get pushed to tomorrow when other urgent things come up. It will take a lot of your physical and mental energy, and it will be something you dread doing because it's so difficult. Don't mediate for 5 minutes. Meditate for 60 minutes. Do 90 minutes of yoga. Change your entire diet all at once. These are excellent ways to fail. You know, what we tend to, when we want to lose weight, think, oh, if we just change this, change all of these things at once, change the way we exercise, change our eating habits, change all of it at once, then we will be successful. And then when we're not successful, we tend to look at things as a way of, what am I doing wrong? When if you take and change one thing at a time, get very successful at that, and then change it, then you will see your successes. But when you tackle too much at one time, then what happens is you're overdoing certain things. For instance, I have exercised for many years, sometimes it gets to a point where I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. But at the same time, for me, I know I can't really increase the weight because of the weakness that I have on one side. So I tend to have to go to the weaker side and what that side can handle. Okay. Tackle habits you don't enjoy, because habits should be something you do for moral reasons, they're good for you. And so it doesn't matter if you hate them or if you dread doing them after a while, because you're going to be disciplined. The works, that works extremely seldomly, so it's a great strategy. And remember, these are things that you do that put you in a position where you are guaranteed to fail. Keep it a secret. Don't tell anyone you're changing your habit. That way, if you mess up, it won't be embarrassing. This means that you secretly think you're going to mess up, which is another excellent way to fail. You know, if you tell someone you have a goal in life, and you have them be a mentor to you, and they keep you accountable for a goal, then you're going to reach it. But if you keep it secret, if you don't put together the habits that are going to help you succeed, then you are guaranteed to fail. Jump right into it. Decide today to start running and just do it. This way, you are treating it as if it's nothing and not a big commitment. You don't plan for obstacles. Don't set up a support system. Don't give yourself rewards. And treat the habit change as lightly as you do putting on your socks. And when you quit doing the habit, it will be no problem either. You know, when you exercise, there's certain steps that you have to go through. For instance, you've got to stretch. You've got to get yourself limber. And one thing I found that I like to do a lot of walking because I've done it so often, it's second nature. I have no problem walking long distances. But if someone tells themselves they can't do it, then they tend to believe they can't do it. Don't worry about how others have succeeded. Why read the success stories of other people? You know better than them. You can do it without learning from them. That's what I used to think, at least. You know, here's something to think about. You can learn from other people on what they did to succeed, because the best way to succeed is to get around successful people. And when you're around successful people, what do? You learn what they do. They cannot always tell you what steps they took. But, you know, if you watch them, if you see what they're doing and you see the concentration and time and discipline they have, then you're going to learn from them what it takes to succeed. Don't motivate yourself. You don't need motivation if you have discipline. Discipline is something you have or don't have, but motivation is something that you actually do. Give yourself plenty of opportunities to give out. Trying to eat healthy. Have your cupboards and fridge filled with junk food, and have it surround you at work, and go to restaurants filled with fried foods and sugary sweets. You'll definitely have the discipline to ignore them. These 8 steps above are a surefire recipe for habit failure, and I recommend you try all of them if you're looking to fail. Of course, if you're looking to succeed, you might want to avoid them and possibly try the opposite. And this is all important to understand. Why? Because these are some of the things that we tend to do to ourselves to set ourselves up for failure. Now, let's start talking about what habits are. Habits are things that you do automatically without thinking. To become healthy, you have to consciously write down what it is that you are going to do. You're going to have to set goals for yourself. But recognize that the best way to help yourself succeed is to think about it as a stepladder. What if you did each little step at a time, became successful with that, then moved on to the next one? Think about it. How many times, if you're going up the steps, that you take 4 or 5 at a time, much further than what you can handle? Then what happens? You fall. If you want to succeed, you have to have a successful you be successful, especially if you want to succeed and start your own business. Because think about it. What happens if you don't succeed and you fail? Well, if you get up and try again, then you will succeed because you will learn from your failures. But what if you can't? Well, let's look at it this way. When you start a business, and it can be an exciting and understand, it can also seem very overwhelming. Now, what we want to do is think of it this way. Over time, you may learn to use all the systems that you need to do. But now we're going to focus on the very basics. Once you have mastered the basics, you can proceed to the advanced training if you wish. Now, here's some symbols that I know you've heard about, and it's called the KISS system. Think about it. And I've often heard it called keep it simple, stupid. But here's another way of thinking about it. Think of it as keeping it simple, silly. And what you want to do is put together a checklist. Think of the things that you can do that can help you get to the levels that you truly want to be at, and think of it as a way to help you build your business. Now, when pursuing a life and goal, you can just think it. You can't just think it. You must think it. That is, you have to write it down, because success masters have discovered that a goal written as if it is already achieved has more power by activating the unconscious mind to conspire for your success by sorting and attracting the resources necessary to achieve the goal. So, what we want you to do is to think of it as a 10-day goal and write it down. How will you be feeling? Visualize that moment as if it has already happened and infuse that goal with emotion. Now, one thing that you need to think about is one success breeds another. So it is very important that you reward yourself for your accomplishment each step of the way. In this way, you are programming your unconscious mind that setting goals is fun and that, yes, we can hit our goals. Many times when a goal is not achieved, it is because of negative past programming and limiting beliefs. This shows up as a doubt, procrastination, and confusion, overwhelm, and self-sabotage. So, what you want to do is, and let's talk about this. One of the things you may want to think about is to look at it this way. You want to commit the time to getting started right. Each item should be completed within your first 24 hours. Okay, identifying your why. Whys are things that help you understand why you are doing something. What is it that you want in life that what you're doing can help you get what it is that you truly want? So, most people start a new business because they are experiencing some sort of dissatisfaction in their lives. Usually it has to do with money. We go into business to make money, but what will the money do for you or allow you to do? Your why is your deep driving motivation that will keep you going even when the going gets tough. Although this is a simple business, it's not always easy. You will face many challenges along the way, and your ability to grow from and overcome each challenge depends in great part on being deeply committed to what you value most. In other words, your why. Think of your why as a lighthouse that guides you through the ebbs, flows, and the occasional choppy seas of your way of your business. Discovering your why. Find a nice quiet place without any distractions. Prepare to spend at least 30 minutes on this exercise. Don't worry about how your answers sound. Just free flow right. this profound and will be very revealing. Ask yourself the following questions and write your answers. If I don't have to work for a living, what would I love to do? If I were given $10 million tax-free, what would I do with it? Of course, you'd pay the bills, but after that, no limits here. Write it all down. If I just found out I had 6 healthy months to live, what would I do with the rest of my life? Your bucket list. Identifying your why helps you define your true purpose in life. These thoughts should reveal to you the lifestyle you want and the type of person you aspire to be. When you know your purpose, you can put passion behind it. When you move forward with passion, there's no stopping you, and others will be attracted to follow you. Therein lays the key to success in your network marketing business. Make a commitment to yourself to pursue your life's purpose and create the lifestyle you want. Your purpose and the passion that flows from it is what will empower you to succeed no matter how stormy the sea. And why am I talking about this? Simple reason. Starting a business is not always easy, and we tend to set ourselves up for failure because we don't plan right. We don't think of the things that we need that would truly help us be successful at what it is that we truly want to do. So if you can sit down and write down your why and think about how you, especially if you're someone that is very outgoing, if you're someone that's very detail-oriented, and, you know, the thing is, sometimes, like we were talking about, just jumping into it, you don't plan your success, then that is why we tend to fail. So being and planning it is what's going to make you successful. You know, in certain respects, you don't always need an education, but in certain respects, education is important. Why? Because the discipline that you learn that in classroom that helps you succeed, whether it's in business or your personal life. Because if you want to graduate from high school or even college, you have to plan out your course of life. Once you finish school and get a job, you have to plan how you're going to save your money, how you're going to plan for the future. One thing that I've noticed in talking to people recently is that they have not planned for the future. They don't know how they're going to do the things they need to do to help them to have the same kind of lifestyle after they retire from working that they had when they made that good income. So what we need to do is think of things that you can do that help you grow as an individual and help you plan your success. So what can you do that can truly help you to succeed in the way that you truly can succeed? How can you do the things that's going to help you get where it is that you truly want to be? So think about it. Think about all the things that you can do that can help you be successful at what it is that you want to do. And remember, when it comes to business, when it comes to self-discipline, when it comes to planning, that you need to plan your success. You need to have a strategy for your success, because if you don't know how to strategize your success, then it's easy to set yourself up for failure. And remember, we just went through and explained to you that when you do multiple things to try to change multiple habits at once, what are you doing? You are setting yourself up for failure. When you try to do too much at one time, you are setting yourself up for failure. When you tackle habits you don't enjoy, what happens? Then what you're going to do is you're setting yourself up for failure. If you keep all of your goals a secret instead of having someone else there to support you, to make you accountable for your actions, then what are you doing? You're setting yourself up for failure. If you don't have a plan for success and you just jump into your business not knowing how to build a successful business, guess what? You are going to fail. So, if you think that you know that, and instead of learning from people who succeeded, then guess what? You're setting yourself up for failure. If you don't know how to motivate yourself, then you are setting yourself up for failure. If you give yourself plenty of opportunities to give up, then you are setting yourself up for failure. The idea is to think of all of the things that you can do to change what you need to do to help you build and grow your business. And what I want to do is just tell you a little story and finish and let this be what finishes everything up here. You know, I grew up on a disability. I had cerebral palsy, and cerebral palsy affects how the brain processes information. Therefore, when I was in the classroom, because what I took in didn't always get from short-term memory into long-term memory, and because of the way they teach in the school system, they have to cure everyone so they can't identify what each individual's child's needs are and how to help them adapt. Then guess what? It's easy to see that child who doesn't do well on tests as being a failure. Well, you know, the people around me were just reinforcing all of that. What I learned to do was reinforce myself and learn to love myself and respect myself and look at the things that I was capable of doing and build on that. And I found that once I got into college, once I started studying the courses that I really love and the things that I could really sink my teeth into, that a lot of my grades changed and started to improve. But because I did not have the basics from the early childhood years, from the elementary school and the secondary education, because they did not have classes for special education or to adapt to each child's needs, then I had to learn to keep up with everyone in the classroom. So it was up to me. But, you know, now with the Individual Disability Education Act for children with disabilities, the teachers get with the parents and they set up an individual education plan. They set up goals for that student and they work with them to help them to achieve it. Now, sometimes you may have to adapt it down as the year goes on, because some children are very fast at picking things up and could move ahead of what you set for them for goals for the year, and other kids may be slower. So if you understand how you learn, if you understand how you do things, then you can learn to be successful. But the first thing you need to do is truly understand who you are. And that's why you really need to have a mentor or a coach, someone that keeps you accountable, someone that can help you understand what is your natural behavioral self, and help you understand and find what is your passion. Because when you do something that you really enjoy doing, then guess what? You can be very, very successful. And remember, the job market has totally changed. And what I'm going to do is quickly go back and show you through the entertainment business just how things have changed. Do you remember back in the early part of the 20th century, the studios used to really work with and hire actors and train them and place them in the movies and loan them out to different studios But now that system no longer exists. So an actor has to go out and they have to test for shows. They have to do film tests. They have to do readings. They have to work with the people that they're going to work with and learn from each other. And then they also have to go back and take acting classes, because with some people it's a natural thing to be an entertainer. For others, it's also learned. But you know, when you go and take classes, you even become better at what it is that you want to do and be successful at. And you know, and the thing is, before television, the only genre available was stage, vaudeville. Then eventually they started making silent films. Then from the silent film era, they went into what they called talkies. And, you know, now with all the technology, they can do science fiction where you're working with a blue screen. And then they're inputting all of the other things. So if you're working with a blue screen, then what are you doing? You're working off of your own emotions, and you're reacting to a situation that you are visualizing rather than actually seeing. So think about that. That a lot of that is happening in almost every business today, and even business has changed over the years, because when you think about it, back in the 18th, 19th, and early part of the 20th century, people used to basically work from home, have a small business, especially in their homeland, go from door to door, knock on the door, selling their wares. And in the early and during the 20th century, when salesmen first started going out, they used to go knocking on door to door. Then you started getting the telephone, you started getting the internet, and it made things more streamlined. So when you think about how everything has changed, how you can adapt and incorporate new techniques in your business, then it can only help you to grow and build a successful business that you couldn't do years ago. So what we need to understand is how to change your failures to successes. And you need to say, well, why shouldn't I be successful? Why shouldn't I have these things? Why shouldn't I accomplish all the goals that I've set for myself? And what you want to do is sit down and write everything down in a way that it can help you grow as an individual, because if you want to fail, then it's easy to fail. If you want to succeed, then you can find a way to be successful. The thing is for you to understand what you're doing and be willing to want to change and become the person you truly can be. And you can go to my website, and that website is the1careercoach.com, and you can sign up for both personal and individual coaching as well as group coaching. And also, if you have no idea on what it is that you want to do as a business, then we can help you strategize and look at the things that you enjoy doing